Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients, and they're gluten-free. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of your complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Get 15% off Kind nut bars, Kind breakfast bars, and Kind breakfast cereal bars with code KIND at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Hello, welcome to MGP 470. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Adam and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Hello to you too, Sheepdog. I like that.
Trying not to laugh at that weird noise you made when you tried to do the intro. I hope Pab leaves it in.
Of course he's leaving it in. He's the worst editor in the world. He doesn't do it. He doesn't take anything out.
He's not wrong.
He'll probably put that in before the 5 minute long intro music. That I doubt anyone's ever made it to the end of. I have a theory that no one knows this is a spoken word podcast. This is just that really long song that downloads once a week and they turn it off before it gets to the end and then they never hear the talky bits. I wish we got proper analytics for podcasts rather than just download numbers. There's not a chance, if I was a listener, I would make it through that intro song without putting a different podcast on.
I skip it. I skip it every time.
I listen to podcasts when I'm driving. I'm not skipping it while I'm driving. I'm just going to put a different podcast on.
You need to learn to hold your finger down on the skip button so that it fast forwards.
I'm driving a car. That would be irresponsible.
No, you're changing podcasts then.
Do you not have one on your steering wheel?
You can't tell it to skip forward 30 seconds.
I don't know. I've never tried. You probably can, actually.
Let's try it now. Hey Siri, skip forward 30 seconds.
Yeah. Siri knows how to put a different podcast on, but she doesn't know how to skip, I don't
think.
I'll try it when I'm driving tomorrow. Yeah, Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, yeah.
We live in the future. Siri does everything for me.
I'm pretty sure our weekly numbers are however many people have been watching your stuff and going, I didn't know you did a podcast, Kev. I'll check it out. It just every
My favourite thing about stuff like that, we've had one of them this evening.
Yes.
But the podcast isn't linked anywhere on any of my profiles. They said they're going to check out. They haven't asked what it's called. They ain't checking it out. They're literally just being polite because it's not linked anywhere and they've not asked what it's called. How are they finding this podcast? If you are that person, please tweet at RB6K, which is the podcast Twitter account, and let us know how you found it, because I gave you no clues. I didn't respond with, oh, that's great, here's the link. It was just, I think I just liked it. I didn't even reply. So I think that person was just being polite and just saying things because it's the internet. But if they are here, welcome. This is a games podcast. We'll get there in a bit.
I mentioned the other day that I was like, I need to play a game this week that isn't Hollow Knight, because I've been talking about Hollow Knight on my podcast for, 3 weeks now? I don't know. And I was like, I need to bring something else just for once. And they were like, I work for a game development company. Bring me. And I was like, no. And they kept trying to insist, no, come on. And I was like, no, look, bringing you to my podcast to talk about games and game development would be like bringing Einstein to a nursery to talk about space. It's like, they're not interested in the level of detail you'll want to go into. They're here for us talking about CPAP machines for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to make that person cry if they turn up.
Exactly.
Trying to take it seriously.
I was like, you don't want to put yourself through it. If they wanted to hear that, they wouldn't be listening. It's nearly 500 episodes in. We ain't on the same wavelength. Trust me. And they liked the Einstein analogy enough that it flattered them into just going, okay, I accept. But I think unless it's going to be like we've got, you know, Bouncy's hero on, so Bouncy can talk to him while we sit there just making jokes. That was a bit different, wasn't it? It's not quite the same.
We were very sleep deprived as well. That was like 18 hours into a 24-hour podcast. So, you know.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure Peter Molyneux was during the 24-hour podcast.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he?
Know. I was there.
Nah, that was a fully arranged, like, we got him on a platform, didn't we? A Teams viewer thing, yeah. And whatever it was.
I know when we had Tom off of The Complete Guide to Everything, that was during the 24-hour one, and we were so ill-prepared for a guest that we had him on Skype on one laptop and held that laptop near a microphone.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
So that we could broadcast it out again. I mean, we have... I said before, Pab's a terrible editor, but we have moved on a little bit from those days. He at least makes sure that everybody who needs to be heard has a microphone of some description, and then makes sure they're all on the track. So he does more than we used to do.
Yeah, Pab was definitely a huge step up.
Good work, Pabby.
How has your week been, all right?
It's been excellent until they took my CPAP machine away.
Yeah, I lay there last night, not having any apneas, thinking, I wonder how many Kevs I have in right now.
95 an hour for the 5 hours and 53 minutes I managed to sleep for. After last week's shenanigans with the magnets, I'd solved that problem. I'd slept through the night, probably 4 or 5 nights in a row, slept all the way through, felt like superhuman. I was pretty confident my x-ray vision was about to come in. I was going to start having super strength, that kind of thing. I felt on the cusp of becoming a mutant. And then they took it off me because the one I had was just my trial to see if it would help. She was like, I've got good news for you. It has really helped. You're down from 95 apneas an hour to 4 with this. So this is great. You definitely need to continue this. Bad news, we don't actually have any in stock until June. Oh, can I just take that one home with me again? Oh, no, that'll be that's the trial one. That'll be going out to the next person we're trialing with it. Anna's appointment is on Tuesday. That same one is coming back to our house once it's been cleaned. I am certain of it. I should have marked it. If I'd have known they were going to take it off me, I'd have written on it somehow. I guarantee that same CPAP machine is going to be in our bedroom again on Tuesday. It's ridiculous. But, so she sent me away. It was like, you can rent one if you want. There's this website you can rent them from. I went on the website. I couldn't find a way to rent them, so... In true Kev style. I mean, Sheepdog pretty much predicted to the word what I'd done. And you were pretty accurate, because I think your suggestion was I'd gone to CPAP.com, which apparently does exist.
Yeah,
I hadn't done that.
Surprised.
I typed CPAP into Google and went to the top result. So not quite CPAP.com. And then I just picked I didn't pick the most expensive one. I picked the exact one that I'd been using, but then added all the extras on. And then, because they didn't have next day delivery, I sent them an email saying, I'll drive down and pick it up if you want, or pay extra for a courier, whatever I have to do to get it here tomorrow. And she was like, don't worry, we'll send it 24-hour recorded. It's fine. It's left now. Please leave us alone. So it arrived this morning. So I have my new one, and it's exactly like my old one, except now it properly links up to the app. And it's mine! All mine! So now I've got to let the NHS know that I've purchased one and I don't need a freebie anymore.
I mean, surely you'd get the NHS one and strap them both to your face and breathe twice as much.
I mean, that is an option, I suppose.
Did you get the giraffe
mask? I
could
stick one to the bottom end and have it blasting up that way as well. Keep those pipes open all night. I wonder if that'll stop me farting.
It could just inflate you. You just have a vape on, and then in the morning you'll just fly out of bed and round the room. And if you set your clothes up just right, you'd be like a Wallace and Gromit machine that just... gets you ready for
it would,
the day.
It would be quite handy to have one that is on the bedside and one that I just leave in my suitcase as my travelling CPAP machine. Am I fancy enough to have two? I've got two switches. I leave a switch in my suitcase just so I've always got a switch with me when I'm going away.
And never uses it.
Pab could get a mask and he could borrow it while we're at events just so that he doesn't feel left out.
Yeah, you're going to be the loudest snorer at Comic-Con, Pabby, with us three all masked up.
Finally. So, a change.
Well, we're going to be knocking on your door going, Pab, we can hear you snoring from 3 rooms away. For goodness sake, would you deal with it? We're right. Silent.
I've got a little snoring clip I can play for him to keep him calm, keep him rested in the room. I'll just play it on loop. Just sounds of me snoring so he feels at home.
I want to invest in a whistle that I'm going to keep in my mouth under the mask, just so when I breathe out,
that's
it makes
right.
a whistling noise, like what my nose usually does.
Oh, God.
Just so Anna has that little bit of comfort
no,
of the
thank
nose
you.
Whistling.
I don't want it. Thank you.
Well, I've already ordered it.
No.
So, video games. I haven't played any, as you can imagine. I've played Football Manager, and I've been playing the greatest game of the century, or whatever it was that Charlie Brooker called it. I've been playing Twitter a lot. Twitter's a fun game. But other than that, I may as well just go back to bed. I'm rough. I feel rough. My throat is ruined. My nose is ruined. I can't speak properly. I think it's CPAP being on wrong settings is still drying out my nose and stuff.
It's convention flu.
It's not convention flu. It's fine. Oh, of course, I did go to insomnia at the weekend. Probably could have talked about that.
Did you play anything there?
No, of course I didn't. I had a walk around, though.
I thought you were supposed to be battling people with cards or something.
Yeah, I took my cards, but I couldn't get my playmat in my bag. I need a new backpack that fits my special playmat transportation box that I've got. Because it doesn't fit in my camera bag properly. So I took the cards, but I didn't really want to put them on the filthy tables that they had there. So I just kept my cards in my bag, and no one asked me to play. I met quite a few people. There's probably quite a few people listening now who met me at the weekend. Hello to those people who I met at the weekend. None of you asked me to play Pokemon.
Yeah, so there's a fundamental problem
it's
there.
It's your fault, really.
But you forgot that you are you are on the spectrum, so you don't make eye contact with people, and that's how you initiate battles with Pokemon people. You have to make eye contact. The fact that you're looking at their eyebrows or in a different direction entirely means you never got into a single battle.
Yeah, there is that. This might be a long-term issue for me.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. That's why you've never been in a fight before.
I've been punched. I've just never been in a fight. I didn't realise I was in a fight until the other person had gone.
Wow.
I'm sure I've told on the podcast before how that the only time that ever happened to me, I had someone shouting at me for making eye contact with them, and then they turned and punched the person next to me for not defending me, and then left. So I didn't get hit. This random stranger to my side got punched in the face quite hard. And he was just like, "It's all right, mate, it wasn't your fault." And I'm thinking, it was completely my fault. Like, I made eye contact with a lunatic by mistake. And you've now just been punched because you were there. But yeah, that's the closest I've come. I didn't even get hit.
Well, there you go. That is the summary of my video game experiences this week. Insomnia was good. It was like a normal convention again. There was no social distancing. It was loads of people, no masks. Everything was all crammed in. It was like the good old days. It was lovely. And now I am completely not sick. So
what do they
it's
do
all
there?
Good.
Is it like old EGX style games and booths?
No,
or?
It's a gaming festival rather than an expo. So it's it has the big bring your own computer area, the area where you can camp in cardboard tents. And then the massive car boot sale area. And then there's stuff from Nintendo, Sony and Nintendo there. Nintendo, Microsoft, Nintendo and Sony. They're the three. You know who they are. They were all there, but not with anything new. There was no big shiny booths with new stuff in or anything like that. It was just lots of stuff. I think we went through the list last week. It was lots of stuff that we've all already played. But just lots of goodies to buy and places to meet up with people, and I got to have a turkey and ham sub from Subway, so that was nice as well. Really enjoyed
in the
that.
Train station, didn't you, Kevin?
I walked up to the train station to avoid the queue. Plus, the Subway in the convention, they don't ever toast them because it's just like a Subway trolley. These are convention tips, boys and girls. Don't queue up for ages to get a cold sub in the convention hall when you're next to the train station. You walk up there, no queue, and they're going to toast your sub for you, and it's probably cheaper too. I mean, you can tell I've been there before. I got to sit down at a table. It was lovely. Got
what
a cookie. Got
was
a cookie
it?
With my meal. The neck. Where I will be going again very soon. In fact, I'm going to the UK Games Expo soon. I'm tempted to go to the toy fair thing that's there soon as well. But that's the day we get back from our holiday, so might not.
I was going to message you about that because I'm
lots
trying
of little bits and bobs going on at the NEC.
I'm trying to find an event because I'm hanging out with you guys. I'm not bringing my family to Comic-Con, and my daughter's a big My Hero Academia fan, and the entire cast of voice actors and loads of people involved with it are going to be there. And she was really annoyed with me, so I promised her I'd find her some kind of anime, Japanese, whatever event this year that we can go to, me and her. But while I was looking, I saw the Toy Collectors Fair was at NEC, and I was going to message you and inform. No, he's going to bankrupt him if he goes there. But
I walked around Insomnia, saw lots of things I'd quite like, didn't buy any of it. I'm much more discerning with my purchases now. I've got to save money for buying Pokemon cards. So I can't waste money on other things. Yeah, but the real collecting is the Pokemon cards now. Nothing quite compares. I have to get my Pokemon cards. So, and they're cheaper online.
Speaking of Pokemon, I'm going to start talking about games I've played this week. One thing I played, which wasn't, it is a game, but it's I don't know if it's just like a new thing. It's in beta. It's called Pokemon Showdown. Are you familiar with this? I should give you a chance to answer the question. It's a browser-based Pokemon battle thing where you battle other people. So I don't know for sure if I could like find you on it if I was signed up. All I've done is played it, not logged in. It does say find a user, so if we were both signed up, I could look for Lelugio, and then you can basically get given a random team of Pokemon and you battle it out like you would in the games. So when you're battling trainers in the Sword and Shield and things like that, so they've got their moves and you battle, and it just, you know, links you with people. You battle it out. You can have people watching the battles, and as I say, it's in beta, so it's obviously going to develop over time. But I'm a little bit like, is this, can't be official, surely. It would have had a lot more noise about it if it was, so I wonder how long it will last for. But B, it does seem pretty cool, and you can chat with the people you're fighting and that kind of thing, and you can pick which gen you're battling in, so which format you want. So if it's Gen 8, you can do Dynamaxing. If it was Gen 6, you could do Megas, that kind of thing. And it's just quite a clever little... It's been fun just playing it. You know me, I need more things to play on my phone alongside Pokemon Go and Simpsons Tapped Out and all the other things that I do. Wordle, Quordle, Global. Oh, I was looking at my phone the other day, one Saturday, and it was like I'd spent like 16 hours on it. And I thought, oh my God. Like the other 8 hours seven of those 8 hours must have been sleep, which means there was an hour where I was probably eating, basically. I spend too much time on my phone. I really need to stop. So that was good. I mentioned at the start of the podcast that I realised I hadn't played anything other than Hollow Knight for a long, long time. So I bought Chrono Cross on the Switch, which is the sequel to Chrono Trigger, which I know I've said a billion times is like one of my favourite games ever. It's like an old SNES game about time travel. Chrono Cross is the sequel, although it doesn't seem to, as far as I am in it anyway, have any of the same characters, which I was a little bit sad about because I was expecting... I was expecting to see the frog and the robot and the cave woman and that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure their names were Frog and Robot. I can't remember the robot's name if it had another name. This one's... it's at that period where they tried to start making JRPGs in 3D. So a bit like how Final Fantasy VII started being 3D and that kind of thing. But it doesn't look very good. Like, it's not quite as advanced as when 9 started to look quite pretty and so forth. 10 looked good. It's in that era, 1999, where, okay, they've not really done a great job here. And it's supposed to be remastered, so I was expecting it to look quite cool. And then when I loaded it up, I was like, no, actually, this looks a bit rough. but it's like those old RPGs, basically. You just, you know, you've got little quests to do. You go around, you're doing battles. It's got some little cool features on it where you... When you attack, when your character runs up to attack, you then get to select between 1 and 4 which attack you do next. And if you, it tells you what the percentage of the chance of you hitting them are. So you have to keep clicking. And if you just sort of hit click, 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 you run out of time, but you'll hit however many times that was, 4 times. If you try and pick the right number each time, you get fewer hits because you're trying to pick, but you'll get more accurate hits. If you just click indiscriminately, some of them might miss because it'll say you've got like a 60% chance of hitting or a 50% chance, whatever. So I thought that was quite clever. I've not seen that before in an RPG where it's trying to make you think about what you're doing each go. I mean, part of me was like, okay, I've been doing this for an hour now and I'd rather you just stop telling me there was percentages of any of this. I would rather you just hit once, but it's still cool. Because it's remastered, it's like all the old games. Like when I played Final Fantasy VIII, for example, you have the fast forward button that makes it go faster. Weirdly, it has a slow down button, which I have used once for a bit. I had to try and jump on this lizard and I kept missing it. So I thought, right, I'll slow the game right down. But beyond that, I don't know. Maybe there'll be more stuff like that to do. It also had I accidentally pressed down on one of the thumbsticks and on the Switch, and it turned off being able to do battles, which was a little frustrating because I was trying to kill these frog things And suddenly they stopped letting me walk into them. And I was like, what's going on here? But once I'd figured out what I'd done, it's quite handy to be able to say, right, I'm just going to walk through this bit without battling because I haven't got enough time. So it gives you a bit more control. But Chrono Trigger was about time travel, and there was different eras you could go to, and the map would change. And like if you were in the Stone Age, then it would be there'd be no buildings, but you'd meet some sort of caveman characters and that kind of thing. There's like a medieval one, a future one, and all of this. This one's about different universes side by side, so parallel universes. So you go between the parallel universes recruiting team members, and I'm guessing some people are evil on one side and good on the other and that kind of thing. It's creating a sort of sci-fi fantasy story, which seems up my street. I'm quite enjoying it. Everyone always used to say it was amazing, but I don't think it was. I don't know if it was released over here. The only people I know that ever played it when I was a kid were the sort of people who had like chipped PlayStations and probably imported it from America. I don't know whether they could have bought it in the UK. I was trying to look it up earlier, but I couldn't see it. I mean, it's not really relevant. But the new version comes. It's called the Radical Dreamers Edition, which I thought was going to be some special extra DLC type jobby, but actually it was this weird text-based game that had been translated from Japanese for the first time, and or I think it was for the last time anyway. And I sat there trying to play that because someone had said, play that before you play it. It sets some like lore for the world, but it was so slow and clunky and like, what should I do? And you just click like attack them with your sword or try magic, and you try magic and you go, oh, the magic failed, and then it was spent 2 minutes explaining what happened. I was like, oh, I can't sit here and read this. I haven't got the attention span to read this. This is actually hurting my brain. So I ditched that immediately and went off and started the game itself. But yeah, I feel like I want to say I recommend it, but as I say, it is a little bit weird looking. It is extremely dated. It's bizarre to me, and I don't know whether you'll agree, but if I play an old SNES game like Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy VI or whatever with the pixel art, it feels quite nice and not really offensive. But this just feels a little bit ugh because it's that 90s poor quality 3D. Does that make sense?
It's a PS1 game.
Yeah. And it just looks rough for it.
So it's no longer pixels. It's no the other one. Jesus Christ, where I suddenly forget
it. Is it polygons, isn't it? That kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's low poly, early.
Yeah.
PS1.
I was suddenly thinking, actually, it did give me the option. I mean, it'd be quite ironic if I go find out that I've got the wrong one clicked here, because it wouldn't be the first time I've made a mistake like this. But it did ask me if I wanted the original or the new. And I thought I clicked new. But now I'm actually wondering whether I should switch to original, because maybe it will downgrade it. Because there are pictures online of certain areas. I mean, actually, no, that still does look quite poor. There was an article on Silicon Era. I don't know who that is, but I want to credit them, especially after Kesh Rants earlier. that their picture looks the same. I mean, it's not awful. It isn't awful. I think it took me by surprise because I was remembering this beautiful pixel art game that I played, and it's not that. It's trying to be futuristic, but 20 years ago. So, yeah. But, no, it's fun. I'll play more of it and hopefully be raving about the story. If it's even half as good as the story from Chrono Trigger, it's going to be a great story. That's genuinely one of the best RPGs of all time. So I'm hoping they'll remaster it. If this does well, I'm hoping they'll make a proper 2025 version of it, you know, with a proper story or whatever. But yeah, the only other thing I've been playing religiously is Hollow Knight. Absolutely loving it. It's rock hard. You came in earlier while I was streaming it and saw how much I was struggling, I imagine. It's just hard. And I'm at a point where I asked for help in Discord and people were chatting, but they kept blacking out bits that would have been spoilers, if that makes sense. And I was just kind of sat there waiting for them to advise me on what I need to do next. But they were both just talking between themselves going, well, he needs to get this item. But to get that item, he needs to get this. And he needs to go here. And all of these like here's were blacked out. So I couldn't read. All I could read was, yeah, but he hasn't done blank, 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 blank. And to do that, he needs to blank, 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 blank. And I'm like, bloody hell, how much stuff do I need to do to just progress this game slightly? But I've established I need to do this battle. I've got a person who comes into my stream called Lemonade who basically sits there coaching me through the game, and they were like, go do this battle. So I'm trying to, right at the end I died just as I was trying to get to the save point next to it so that I could kick on there from Sunday, but Sunday I'll sit and I'll do it. But I've got to do this boss apparently before I can push on, and this boss was ridiculous. I tried for an hour earlier and it was whooping me, so this is officially out of the realms of a game that Kev would go anywhere near. Like I'd said that last week, but it is hard. But if you like challenging games and you've not played it, you should, because it is really cool and I'm very much enjoying it. It stung me a couple of times. I'm not going to go into detail on one of the things it stung me on, because it's, if you've never played it, it is a, I mean, there was just this moment. I can talk about it without spoiling it, but I said, I'm just going to go sort this out. I'm going to grab something and then I'm going to go on my way. And I went to get something and where I'd left it was gone. And I was just like, hang on a minute. Like, I really need that. And everyone in the chat was either shocked because they didn't expect it or knew it was coming and were just laughing their socks off and mocking me. And I was just like, oh my God, what do I do? And so then it took me half an hour to go fix that. And there's just been lots of bits like that where where it's saying, you know, I'm going to walk through this bit, this, you know, the start of the game. I'm going to walk through this bit, it'll be simple. And then suddenly it's changed because I'm at that point in the game now where something's happened there and it's, you know, it's all kicking off and everyone's exploding and stuff. And I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, I just wanted to walk from A to B. So, yeah, it's definitely, every time I get a grip on it and I feel like I've got a foothold on it, something in the game changes, which makes it straight back to being hard work. So that's great. It's so impressive. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but it was only made by two people and a musician. So like the music was made by the musician and then the game was made by the other two people. And I'm thinking, that's insane. Like, you know, more people make this podcast than made this game. It's like that's just mind-blowing. Yeah, it's like absolutely insane, and the amount of depth in it, how good it looks, everything like that, it's just mind-blowingly ridiculous. Like I feel like I need to go sit and make a game now on my own just to if I can make it half as good or a third as good. Oh, you know, I was only a third of the team that made that, give me a break. But no, they've done an amazing job of it, and the sequel's meant to be coming, so I'm quite excited to finish this and get on to that. I'm hoping that they'll match up quite nicely, although I would rather hope I will have completed it by the end of like this month, if not early next. And I don't think they're going to bring out the game that quickly, but no, if you aren't like Kev, go and play it because it's good. And that is my lot for games. We're almost at the halfway mark, so Pab can almost put an advert in.
I'll be the judge of when Pab can put an advert in. We'll have less of that. Pab, stick an advert in. There's a good boy.
We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
Right, you lot, talk about some video games. I need to get back to Twitter.
Who's still on that?
Are you still ranting? I only mentioned the ads to bring him back. I just thought if I mention ads, he'll
I'm
come...
actually muted because I'm coughing and spluttering and blowing my nose over and over again. I'm not actually ranting. I'm being a good boy.
I coughed mid-sentence a minute ago and I apologise for that because I was like reaching for my drink thinking I need to stop talking and drink this, but I didn't quite.
You lot are blessed with my presence right now because I cancelled my stream today because I'm in no fit state to perform with my nose as blocked as it is. So this is a real treat for all of you. A snotty Kev coming in your ears.
Glorious. So which one of you wants to talk about games first?
I've only played one this week, just because I couldn't be bothered to play anything. You know when you're in that...
Yeah.
What a podcast this is. This is outstanding.
No, I just... It was back to school. He's not had a great time back, and it's just been exhausting and... I couldn't be bothered.
I know, the way I described this podcast earlier in the week was that I was like, me and one of the others just talk about rubbish for 30 minutes and then the other two keep it alive, talking about all the brand new releases they've played. You're not allowed a week off without booking. If you were going to have a week off, I'd have bought a game. I mean, I did buy a game, to be fair, so I suppose we'll let you have a week off. Have you played any more Kirby since the other week? Because I almost bought that. Oh, man.
That's my going. That's like when I'm away and I can play a game so I can take my Switch. Because I obviously can't unhook my PlayStation 5 and put that in a suitcase like I used to with my 4. So
that was, why can't you take it in a suitcase? Is there a particular reason?
It's just too big. It's massive. It's like so big.
Practically in a suitcase.
Yeah. PlayStation 5 is massive.
Why they haven't like put a little handle attachment on it?
It's so big.
Or wheels.
So, so that's why I can't take it with me. But I haven't turned the PlayStation on this week. Poor PlayStation. All I've been playing is the Xbox, and I've been playing, trying to get through Mass Effect Andromeda. I think I'm at, well, I thought I was at the end game because you have to, basically you have to go and find planets that are inhabitable so you can live on them. That was the whole Andromeda, because you're in the Andromeda system and you need to go and live there, but the planet you were supposed to live on, it has just turned to like not suitable. It's just a whole wreck of storms and lightning, and yeah, you can't live there unless you live underground, but obviously we're not mole people, we like to live above ground. So you have to go around the Andromeda finding places to live, but then when you go to these places, they're also not suitable because they've either got acid for water or it's like below freezing. And the way you make these inhabitable, you have to open these vaults, and to open the vaults you have to go around these monoliths. Like, you have to find symbols and do the Sudoku puzzle and just open them. So I thought I was at the end, but then I checked the map and I still have two planets that I have not found yet and explored. So I think I'm like, I want to say, out of the five that it's saying I have 2¾. So I think I'm like halfway through the game, just over. But yeah, I thought it was a small game, like not a very, but there's a lot to do. And then there's not even like just the planets to do. There's loyalty missions and there's projects for making like new weapons that are like, so there's like robots called the Remnant. And this girl found a bunch of old stuff of what they're made of. I made one that will now listen to me and I can make it shoot and take over the battlefield. So yeah, not finished it yet. Didn't think it'd be this deep. It's up there with Mass Effect, the previous few. There's a lot of depth and story and things to do. So it's definitely worth a playthrough. If you can get through like the first, I want to say like hour, when you go to the Nexus, after that, it's like you just go and do what you need to do. But that first hour is just makes me want to punch this woman in the face. I can't stand her. I think her name's Addison. I just want to punch her so hard. She just annoys me. But apart from that, that is all I've played. Yeah, not a lot. And I don't know what I'm going to play in the future. Like, I have things, but I just can't be bothered. Like, I'm in.
Did
that.
You finish Tina in the end?
No, didn't even touch that this week. I just haven't gone grinding. I don't want to grind. I haven't got it in me to go and grind, because I spent a lot of that. Like, I think it was like a whole weekend I spent grinding it, and I couldn't find anything that was worth going into that battle with. And now I keep seeing people online with like orange weapons, and they're just like slicing through this and the last enemy. I'm like, well, where do you get them? And it's like, oh, you have to farm. I'm like, oh, I don't want to farm. But there is new, there's a new like campaign, not campaign, but like, so if you've got the season pass, which I do because I'm stupid, I buy season passes. I got it with my box, so it doesn't matter. There is like the coiled something. It's to do with, there's like mermaid, not mermaids, they're like snakes with women bodies, but deuces, they're snake-like. Or... kind of. Like, they're snakes, but they have, like, feminine features. So I don't know if some of them are guys, but they just look very feminine to me. And there's, like, a whole thing going on that is only available if you have the season pass. I hope they bring out story content, because these things are okay, but they're like, big events that you can just drop in and they go on for a certain time and then they go away. I want actual, like, proper, like, DLC, like previous. I doubt they'll not, like, do it like before. Like, you had, like, Tiny Tina's Dragon Keep that came out, and then you had, like, Save Sanctuary, and you had Handsome Jack's Casino. So hopefully, in the future, there'll be like big DLCs, because I do like a new bit of DLC. But no, I haven't touched the PlayStation. Like I said, this week I've just been a bit. It's been one of them weeks where the child has taken my time, and I have to sit upstairs with him and just be a mum. So that's me, I'm afraid, this week. Over to Pab.
Pappy!
It's me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a few things for your sheepdog. I've been doing your research. That Pokemon thing you were talking about.
Yep.
100% no way on earth is this legit.
Yeah, no. As I said it before, I didn't mean like, oh, I'm not sure. I meant...
This website looks like it's a bloody GeoCities website.
It does, doesn't it? But like, it is cool. Like, if you do a battle a random opponent, it'll ask you your name, and I'll put in Sheepdog. And yes. If you timed it just right, it'd be you, but we're not that lucky. Yeah. Okay, that username's registered. Oh, whoops. Anyway, it would link you up. We did a battle. It was good fun. But you crack on. What else you got for me?
The other thing is... you're right, I have been watching you. I did have you on in the background this evening, watching you play some Hollow Knight. Have you considered a Metroid game?
I have played 3 or 4 Metroid games in my time, and I have got as far as the room you start the game in, and I've had absolutely no idea how to get out of it. And I assumed the first time that it was just a weird game and I probably didn't get it. So I just traded it with somebody. Like, I'd sat there for 10 minutes, couldn't get out the first room. And then I was like, anyone want this? And someone offered me a Pokemon game for it. So we swapped. I played them at events, couldn't get out of the room. And I think I got one on like a demo or something and I couldn't do it. So, I mean...
I'll tell you what.
There was one with like a lava bit in it and the... the one that's in Smash Bros, the pterodactyl thing, that kept killing me. So I must have played one to a point where I got quite far, but it was massacring me.
Yeah, that's an end boss of one of the games.
But I can't believe I'd have got to the end boss of a Metroid game.
I imagine it's just a reoccurring boss. But
yeah. But, I mean, if it turns out I'm suddenly this like Metroidvania fiend, then why not?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm just looking at it, watching you play tonight, I was thinking, this... it's such a Metroidvania that I think you could probably... I mean, a new Metroid Dread came out last year.
Bear in mind as well that I've got 2 saves for this game. I've got the save I'm on now where I'm 30 hours in, and I've got the save where I got 2 hours in, but I was in the first room and I couldn't get out of it. And I spent 2 hours jumping around it, just killing stuff and finding little rooms and thinking, oh, there is a room, there is something going on here, but never got anywhere else because I didn't realise... So- yeah,
how long?
Maybe that's just how I am.
How many hours have you played Hollow Knight?
Yeah, I reckon I'm about 30 hours in now.
30 hours.
Can't be far off.
So, I want to say the average time to beat Metroid Dread is about 10 to 12.
Yes, I was told the average time for this was 15. And Bex, who Kev and I are doing that panel with, she recently completed it in 4.5 hours doing a speed run. And I was just like, you're making me feel terrible. I was just like, I've sat here for, that would have been a stream and a half. I'm on like my 9th stream with this. possibly 10th, because I just said I'm about 30 hours in. But I think that's 4.5 hours game time. She died a lot doing that. It was a lot of like trying to get through each bit and maximize it or whatever, because she's properly into it. But yeah, knowing that, because I know other people who've done it in that amount of time and all of this, and there's apparently people who've used little glitches and done it in obscenely low amounts of time, whereas I'm there just struggling. Like, it is fun, don't get me wrong. Like, luckily, some of the harder bosses later on give you a place right near them, so you don't have to... I was getting frustrated before that I had to jump through so many hoops just to reach the boss, but now I think it's making it a bit simpler because it's getting that would kill you. But yeah, maybe I will. Once I've done this, people have told me to play Ori. I think we said that last week.
Ori is a very good one of those. Even
someone said Celeste, which you mentioned.
Celeste is, yes, I don't feel like it's a Metroidvania though. It's more like a challenging platformer, probably akin to. Maybe more like when people suggested Cuphead.
That was another one.
Cuphead's very much level based, and it's a kind of a similar sort of a boss rush game. So you're going to be fighting a lot of difficult bosses, but still very good. Still very good. So I mean, you got a lot of choice there to work
with. Yeah, I feel like I've hit a bit of a vein of these are things that I quite enjoy that people have. Suggested, I mean, that they should probably want to watch it.
I could, in theory, just go back through my show notes and just see where I just find Metroidvanias in my
Every
all the show
week.
Notes.
470 times, sorry.
I did go through a spell of them, so.
Don't forget as well, Minecraft season starts again soon, so, you know, you've got to make some time for Minecraft season.
I wasn't sure whether that was coming back this year. I can't remember what you said. Was it you said something along the lines of, I don't think I'll ever play it again? And I was like,
I say that every time.
Yeah. No, you're correct. I was also talking to somebody else about playing Minecraft, so I may end up with two realms on the go. I may have to incorporate you into the other one. We'll see. Are we going to play on our world as it was, or are we going to reseed and start again?
I've been paying for it all year, so we can go straight back into it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'd like to
see
what...
Yeah, my theory is maybe we'll just slap on the Elytra, load up as much stuff as we want to carry... And then just go like 20,000 blocks away and start again near some of this newly generated caves stuff, because the fancy caves won't generate near our original base where we've already dug them all out and everything. So we'll have to go over to a new part of the map and start a whole new world of exploring there, but take all our cool stuff with us so we don't have to go find it all again.
Excellent. Sounds good then. Looking forward to it.
Coming soon to a Twitch channel near you, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
This is how summer nights are spent. We don't sit in the garden. Oh, no. We play Minecraft.
Tadpoles and merged them into
frogs.
Oh,
God, I forgot you did the zoo. Yeah, we have to leave that area.
Well, there's tadpoles in this now, so I might have to nip on early and, like, catch some and stick them in my zoo, and then we'll leave that behind.
I think you should put a big glass dome over the zoo and just make it a glass-domed wildlife park. You can only enter from the very top of the dome, and you have to drop down.
Drop down
a waterfall in the middle. It'd be beautiful. We need to make a dome. Let's get on there now. Cancel the podcast. I'm firing up Minecraft.
I don't think my dolphins ever made it to the zoo. I think I couldn't get them out. I tried putting them on a lead and dragging them across, and one disappeared. And yeah, it was a whole shenanigans. So without you having the admin rights on there, it became a lot harder to transport livestock around. But I'm looking forward to that. That'd be good. But there was something else I wanted to cover. That was it. Other games that are options. That Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion, or whatever it was called, is on Game Pass now. So I'll play that at some point soon. I saw it on Game Pass earlier. It's meant to be quite funny. Someone I know was playing it. They sent us a screenshot the other day, so they're playing it on Steam. It's on Game Pass. So balls to paying for it. I've already got it via my internet now. So, yeah, get on it. Have a look at it. It's meant to be really fun.
I have looked at it. But it is on Game Pass now, so...
kind of worth it. I saw that as well.
Kind of worth it. So what have I played then? What have I played? What haven't I played? That's a good question. I finally...
He is a pro at filling with time, isn't he, when he knows his loads left.
What's to talk about first? Fiddly-dee.
I got my first video game back in 1987.
while Pab's thinking, I just noticed a letter on the side, right? I got a letter yesterday, opened it, absolutely pooped myself because it says, "Dear Mr. Sheepdog, you've got £100 parking fine." Then felt my heart rest as I realised it wasn't me, it was my wife. And then immediately felt my heart stress even more because I realised I still had to pay the fine. And I had to spend last night making phone calls, which I've managed to get us out of it. It's all good. But I just saw the fine and thought that should have been in my sheepdog shenanigans at the start of the podcast. So there we go. I've managed to kill another minute. But go ahead, Pab.
I mean, I'm not trying to stretch. You just keep... Yeah, I'm just happy to let it go.
Get on with it, Pab. Goodness me.
I have dipped my toes back into Fortnite finally.
No.
I've seen, play an old game like that.
Well, yeah, but it's a live service game, so it's constantly changing. I've played no build mode. I've played the no build stuff, and boy, is it. It's so jarring to play a game where you are so kind of, you know what you need to do, and the controls are ingrained into you. The amount of times I was spamming the build buttons when someone was shooting me, and then realizing, oh crap, I don't have a wall to put in front of me.
I might actually be able to play this now. I never got my head around the whole building thing.
No, not
yeah. You probably could do. It is very much.
If they could make it no building, no shooting, then I'd be interested.
Is the single player still there, or have they took that down completely? Because I remember buying this.
The Saves the World thing. I think it's still there. The PvE thing. Yeah, it is still there, I think. I think it is. I've never played it. I think I got it ages ago.
Before it was the big thing, like I had the Founders Pack, I played all some of the single player. I played like the.
You
online.
Mean we could be living in a mansion now, and you'd be Lady Ninja?
I bought Fortnite when it came out before it was this big thing. I played.
You could
like...
have just had a terrible rebrand that everyone thought was awful, and we'd be millionaires.
But then it took off and it turned into. I couldn't get my head around the fast building, and then. These kids are just ridiculously fast on the controls and keypads and whatnot. But yeah, I remember the single player. It was okay. It was building a fort and then there was zombies coming at you. It was very it's nothing like the online bit. But yeah, I remember the single player. I remember it came out in the summer. I was like, I'm bored and need something to play. Found this. I was like, all right, I'll have a look. And then it just turned into this massive online thing and I never heard anything about the single player. But yeah, wonder if it's still there doing anything. Sorry, yeah,
I think so. I think it is. But obviously, like you say, the Battle Royale stuff kind of took off and never saw it really go anywhere. so yeah, no build mode is you're right. You have all the kids and whatever you're building around you in Fortnite and stuff like that and building like maniacs. Now it becomes a game more akin to something like... Well, I was immediately taken back to old Halo where you'd have people just jumping around. Right. Just jumping around in front of you and you're trying to shoot someone who's just like ping-ponging around in front of you like a maniac because they can't block or, you know, build a wall or anything anymore. But there's all sorts. This new season is like I say. I think there is regular build mode is back in, so I can go back to it. But I just wanted to try the no build stuff. But there's tanks in the game now. There's tanks.
Awesome.
It's like really hard to deal with tanks. And then there's a battle bus type thing, and it just charges through and it knocks you around, and it'll just fire you back, and you take fall damage and all sorts of stuff, and it's interesting. It's more akin to now, I'd say, feel like it's probably going to attract more of a Call of Duty Warzone audience now because it has this kind of mold into it, and it, like I say, it's there's no building, and it's all different weapons and different, there's all different new things to it, and I enjoyed what I did. We did get a win, just about, and it's just different. It's just different. I'm looking forward to going back to playing the normal Fortnite. But it is a nice change. It has been a nice change to get in and see what the fuss is all about. What else have I played? I've played Elden Ring. I've played Elden Ring predominantly again this week. I'm probably now... It's now my second highest played game on Steam. Over 110 hours now, I want to say. Yeah.
You're a mad
man. I don't play games all day, every day as a job, do I? So I don't have my games running all day, every day.
I see.
My most played game is like 160 hours. See, I play a lot of games for a very short periods of time. I've got like probably about 1,200 games on my Steam library.
I've only got about 900 hours on this year's Football Manager so far.
Only.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How many do you do a day, though?
Seven, probably.
Yeah, a day. And I bet that's probably, 5 days a week at least?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds dangerously
a job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a job, a little bit. But yeah, I broke it. I broke Elden Ring.
How?
I just stumbled across a video on YouTube on how to get a lot of runes really quick. I found that on Sunday, I want to say. And it's basically you climb up a cliff, you jump off the side of this cliff, you fall through the world for 2 minutes while you're swinging your sword, and then it'll just give you 130,000 runes. And then you teleport back and you get them all. And so that resulted in me being now level 200 and something.
I don't think you had to do it over and over again.
I didn't have to, but I wanted to because I needed to know. There's a weapon that I wanted to get, but it required me to have equal amount of faith and intelligence. But my intelligence was 80. So I then needed to get my faith up to 80, which takes a lot of time doing. So I did it for like Sunday evening. Got to about 50, I want to say. Came in the day after. Oh, there's a patch, and they then put a big cliffside up where I used to climb up and jumped off the side of this cliff. They built the wall another like 2 foot tall, so I couldn't jump up there anymore. I was like, damn it! I've just found this thing, and it's already been taken away from me.
No.
But never fear. I managed to Skyrim my way up another side of the cliffside, and then the game is still on. It is still on. I've managed to Skyrim up the side of a bloody rock side and get back up to where I was, and I've done it. And I did get to 80, and it kind of broke the game for me because everything is frivolous now. Like. A boss that I've been trying to... There's a dragon there. And it gives you 80,000 souls. You're like, but that doesn't mean anything now when it takes 500,000 to level up. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Every boss fight, they can give me 200,000 runes. That's still not half of what I need to level up anymore. So I lost 200,000 runes and they were gone. It was like, well, all right, I'll just have two trips around the mountain and I'll get them back. Doesn't matter. But I've broke it, but it's also kind of frees me from the burden of what essentially a Dark Souls game is that for me is always the existential dread of losing what you have.
Yeah.
The fear of losing what you've got, and That's what I hate. I hate thinking I'm going into a boss fight now. I've got this amount of runes or souls, and I don't want to lose this. I can't afford to lose this. And it has kind of trivialised that a little bit now because it doesn't matter anymore. But it's still very, very good. I'm just now kind of just wandering around the map seeing what I've missed. Because apparently I've missed a lot. I've just been ping-ponging around doing side quests and just wandering about and not really combing the areas as much as I probably should have done. And I'm like up in the top, I'm up in the north in this, in like the mountains, and it's the snow, and there's the enemies up there don't mess about, and it's suddenly, it got to the point like last week, I think the enemies are no joke anymore. And not everything, it's suddenly like these enemies don't really aren't affected by magic, so it's like now I'm in trouble now because that's all I've put all my eggs into the magic basket.
Yes.
And I can't.
And that's a great phrase.
it's not doing the business. So now I'm like, now what do I do? Because then I'm now. I mean, to be fair, I could just go back and just farm a lot more souls and build my strength up and get a decent, like, you know, physical weapon. But I don't know. We shall see. I think I'm going to just burst past things because I've upgraded a, because I had to upgrade my faith, I've now upgraded a like a sigil, and that then gives me access to a lot of faith spells. So
are they these like your weird ghost people?
No, they are your summons. They're okay. Like your ashes summons. That doesn't really make much difference now either, because I have a mimic tier, and a mimic tier basically just replicates me. But it's a tank. It's super strong. I don't know why. It's super tanky. It can take a lot of damage, but it has all of my spells, basically what I've got equipped, so it can do all the spells of me. And also let me run around the back of monster as well. The monster looks at him, and I just run around the back of it and give it a good hiding.
Okay.
So that's pretty much how I run the game now. And the mimic's always been overpowered, and they've nerfed it a few times, but it's still pretty overpowered. But it's been good. It has been good, and I continue to play it, and I continue just to want to play it, even if I'm, like I say, it's just that just. The way I broke the game was just me just stumbling across a random video, a 2-minute video last weekend, just stumbled across a video showing you like how to get this. He said like this many souls in 2 minutes. I went, yeah, all right.
Deal.
All right. No way. And then it spawned somewhere, and it spawned somewhere where I farmed previously. And I went, I know what it is. And then he literally went, did like a 180 of where I thought he was going. And I went, wait a minute, where are you going? And then I was like, huh. So I immediately booted it up and went and had a look at it. I was like, right, okay, this is legit. You can do this. So, yeah, we shall see where we go with it. Like, I feel like I'm pushing to... I think the snowy area is, like, the back end of the game. So, we'll see. I can't envisage I've got... I mean, to be fair, I could spend another 30 hours in there and not finish it. I don't know, but... I feel like I not want to be done with it, but I could quite easily push towards the end now, maybe. Finally, I haven't played much of this, but it has got me intrigued. It intrigued me enough to get Game Pass again. I'm back on the Game Pass bandwagon.
Really?
I'm back on. I've only missed a month of Game Pass. I'm back. It's a game called Tunic. It is on Game Pass.
Yes, I've seen this.
I knew it was coming, but because I'm a month behind on podcasts, I started listening to podcasts that came out a month ago, and it's pretty much when Tunic came out, so I'm hearing a lot of buzz about it through these podcasts. And it's an isometric kind of like sort of top-down-ish, kind of like old school Zelda, but it reminds me a little bit of the, what's it called now? Is it Link's Awakening? Which one was the no? Which one was the one that did the recent Link's Awakening? It made them like little plastic toys. I can't remember what it was. I want to say Link's Awakening.
Oh God, I know what you mean. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was either. It came out a few years ago, but it kind of looks like that. And you're a little fox, and you have you wander at you start off, and you just start wandering around this little isometric world, and there's some enemies. Yeah, there's some like items. It doesn't explain anything pretty much as to what the items are. It doesn't really explain what's going on exactly. But there's intrigue to it. There's a real like what is going on in this game. You find like pages of like an instruction manual, like an old school like instruction manual for a video game. But they're all in like going like not they're all in like a different language, like a runic language, like kind of hieroglyphic, something like that. It's all weird, but you can just like you can get an idea of what they want from you based on the picture that they've shown. So like there's like one for like how to dodge or how to like equip things or how to do certain things or stuff like that. And it's but the intrigue comes with like how the game is like
it's like you can't progress isometric. Without these pages, isn't it?
Sorry?
You can't progress without these pages, basically. Like you start the game, you don't have a sword, so you find a sword, and then that cuts the grass and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's what I saw, anyway.
Yes, there is. That is, I've just got the sword. I got the sword, and I started killing enemies, because you initially get given a stick, and it's you can kill enemies with it, but it's considerably harder. You can't cut the trees down, though, or the bushes down, so some areas are blocked off. But you find these pieces like parts of the instruction book. You also like the game is littered with like it's kind of like secret areas that you wouldn't even know were there. You just kind of stumble across it because like say for example you walk past like a bunch of trees that are in your way and you can go behind the trees and you push behind and you go into like a cave. But you wouldn't know that was there. There's no way of knowing that is there without you physically going behind the trees and looking and going in there. And then it kind of pushes you off and you end up in this cave and you fight something and you get an item. But if you haven't got the manual page for this item, you don't know what it does. It could be a one-time use item, which you might need at some point. it's really, like, intriguing. I mean, people are comparing this to like the intrigue level of this kind of thing to Fez when that came out, and there's all a different language to that game and like what, all the different sort of secrets within it, and people have said the same sort of thing with this. It seems interesting though. It does seem interesting, like as to what it wants you to do, where it wants you to go. Like I think I've got to. He said, I think you have to like ring two bells. There's like an east and western bell, and it's like check. There's like three check boxes where you use like an outpost, a forest, and a grave. I think and a hero's grave. And I think I've done two of them, but I've also found the bell and rang that bell. So I'm thinking, do I need to go back to the forest? Because I can't. The forest is full of big spiders, and I can't beat the spiders. So I'm thinking, well, I've already done the bell. Do I need to go there? Should I just go back? Possibly. Oh no. I feel like it's a game that could quite easily have me writing things down on a post-it notes going, hang on a minute, wait. let me just write this down because I don't understand what this means, but it might be important at some point. So it's just like, yeah. It's a very cool little game. It's on Game Pass. It's on Steam, I think. It might be on Switch, possibly. I think it is. If it's not, it'll be coming out on Switch. I can't see why it wouldn't. Yeah, it is on Game Pass. So if you are intrigued, give it a go. There's no reason not to. I mean, I got Game Pass again just to try it out. But that is it. That is everything I've done this week in gaming.
You talked for a couple of minutes too long in the end there after all that filling.
Well,
you're not the professional I thought you were.
Well, that's because you
Stop
took it.
Mean.
But barging back in, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, we were worried for you. You had a lot
you're
of time,
sending
Phil.
Signals, yeah.
We are professionals. We can talk for hours and hours. But that is your lot for this week, boys and girls. Make sure you follow us at MG UK Podcast on the internet. And you can also follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pub 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.